Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports is being brought to you here this hour by the folks at Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt became a legend by being a race car champion who never forgot where he came from. He sported his hometown every chance he could. Atlantic's Don Detter was a lot like Dale. He grew up in a small town and became a champion in the car business. Both Detter and Earnhardt passed that same work ethic and love for their community to their sons. Today, Detter Motor Company continues to give back at every opportunity. So when you're thinking of buying your next car or truck, shop where 4 out of 5 people prefer. Detter Motor Company, simply better. 712-243-4514, www.dettermotor.com.
Nobody wants to settle for second best. That's why when you need the best in auto body repair, you need Detter Motor Company's body shop. With the latest equipment, a continuously educated staff, and experience to back them up, Detter Motor Company's body shop is your total one-stop repair and collision shop. In fact, they are so good, quite a few people think that Detter Motor Company is a body shop that also sells autos. Schedule an estimate today with Dave Newberry, Body Shop Manager, 712-243-4514. Dependable work, unmatched quality. Detter Motor Company's Body Shop, Atlantic, Iowa.
Starting off in sports with some high school notes from over the weekend. Lots of high school volleyball tournaments around the area. Atlantic competed at the Bondurant Farrar tournament on Saturday and came away with a 0-5 session. They lost 2-0 matches to Bondurant Farrar, Dallas Center Grimes, Nevada, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Winterset. Also in play at the Red Oak tournament, they had a round of pool play and then two re-pool sessions before they finished up that tournament. And it was some good round-robin play in some of the first-round pool action. It was Mount Vernon picking up 2-0 wins over Creston and Trainer, and Trainer a 2-0 win over Creston. It was Red Oak 2-0 wins over Harlan and Tri-Center, and Tri-Center topped Harlan 2-0. Then it was Abe Lincoln picking up 2-0 wins over Clarinda and Sydney, and Sydney picked up a 2-0 win over Clarinda. In the first re-pool session, it was Mount Vernon 2-1 wins over Harlan and Sydney, and Harlan a 2-0 win over Sydney. Also, Red Oak picked up 2-0 wins over Trainer and Clarinda, and Trainer a 2-0 win over Clarinda. It was Abraham Lincoln 2-0 wins over Creston and Tri-Center, and Creston a 2-0 win over Tri-Center. And in the third re-pool session, it was Abraham Lincoln picking up 2-0 wins over Red Oak and Mount Vernon, and Red Oak a 2-0 win over Mount Vernon. It was Trainer 2-0 over Harlan, Creston 2-0 over Trainer, and also a 2-0 win over Harlan. And then in other play there was Sydney 2-0 wins over Clarinda and Tri-Center topped Clarinda 2-0 there as well. At the Mount Air tournament, they had two separate pools, and then in the some of the late pool sessions, it was Shenandoah picking up 2-1 win over East Mills, and then they won 2-0 over Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Wayne, and then in East Mills was 2-0 winners over Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Wayne. And Martinsdale St. Mary's a 2-0 win over Wayne. Then in the semifinals, it was East Mills with a 2-0 win over Mount Air, and Shenandoah picked up a 2-1 win over Lamoni. And in the championship, it was East Mills topping Shenandoah by a 2-0 margin. At the Fort Dodge tournament in bracket play, Lewis Central picked up a 2-0 win over Sioux City West, and then they went on to the championship and won it by defeating Fort Dodge 2-0. They had 2-0 sweep wins as well in pool play over Sioux City West, Fort Dodge, Ridgeview, and in that action there. So a nice day for Lewis Central winning that Fort Dodge tournament. ACGC tournament had a couple of pools, and then in bracket play, it was Audubon winning the 7th place match over West Central Valley 2-0. 5th place went to Colfax Mingo, defeating Exira EHK 2-0. Semifinals, Coon Rapids Bayard a 2-1 win over ACGC, and Underwood 2-0 over Glidden-Ralston. 3rd place, ACGC a 2-0 sweep over Glidden-Ralston, and in the championship, it was Underwood winning with a 2-0 win over Coon Rapids Bayard. And at the West Harrison tournament, a lot of round-robin play, and AHSTW had 5 wins on the day. They picked up 2-0 sweeps over Woodbine and Whiting, and also over West Harrison, and then they had 2-1 wins over Thomas Jefferson and Missouri Valley on their way to topping the field there at that tourney. At the Carroll tournament, It was South Central Calhoun picking up a 2-0 win over Arweva. Humboldt 2-0 over Arweva, and Arweva a 2-1 win over Storm Lake. Carroll picked up a couple of victories, 2-0 over IKM Manning and 2-0 over Peyton Sherdan. Newell Fonda was a 2-0 winner over IKM Manning. Peyton Sherdan 2-1 over IKM Manning. And then it was Newell Fonda also a 2-0 win over Peyton Sherdan. At the Melcher Dallas tournament, it was Nottoway Valley picking up three wins, 2-0 sweeps over Mormon Trail, Pleasantville, and Melcher Dallas. Pleasantville also picked up 2-0 sweeps over Mormon Trail and Melcher Dallas there. And in some volleyball action yesterday, the CYO tournament, the Kemper Catholic Knights were winners, sweeping their way through action. They beat Remsen St. Mary's 2-0, also a 2-0 win over Storm Lake St. Mary's. They were winners over Bishop Heelan by a 2-0 final. Also a 2-0 sweep over Bishop Garrigan and a 2-0 sweep over Galen Catholic. And they won 2-0 over Fort Dodge St. Edmund. Kara Peter led the way for Kemper, 47 kills on the day. Anna Niehaus had 20 kills, and Madison Leonard finished with 15 winners. Mariah Neighborhouse had 62 assists and 17 digs. Mallory Batting with a team-high 42 digs there to lead Kemper at that CYO volleyball tournament yesterday. And a note as well on the high school front, there were a bunch of teams scheduled to compete in Carroll at a cross-country invitational hosted by Kemper Catholic on Saturday, but due to wet course conditions there at Swan Lake, they had to cancel that event. Atlantic was set to compete there. Moving on from high school sports to the NFL, game we had for you yesterday, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs won a showdown between two of the NFL's top offenses. The Ravens made them work for it until the very end. Mahomes threw for 374 yards and three touchdowns in another dazzling performance. Kansas City held quarterback Lamar Jackson in check for most of the rain-soaked afternoon, and the Chiefs held on for that 33-28 victory over Baltimore. LeSean McCoy and Darrell Williams combined for 116 yards rushing and a score in place of the injured Damian Williams, while the Chiefs stopped the Ravens three times on two-point attempts. That last attempt came after Jackson scrambled for a touchdown with 2:01 to go. The conversion would have gotten the Ravens within a field goal, but Jackson was shoved out of bounds short of the pylon. Baltimore tried to get the ball back with a rare drop kick, but the Chiefs calmly called for a fair catch. They then converted on third down moments later to run out the clock. Mark Ingram was the leader for the Ravens, running for 103 yards and a trio of touchdowns. The Chiefs scored four times in the second quarter for the second consecutive week, this time getting three touchdowns and Harrison Butker's 42-yard field goal to take a 23-6 advantage. They scored four TDs in the second quarter last week as well against Oakland. And the Chiefs now will go on the road for the third time in 4 weeks on Sunday to play at Detroit. Baltimore returns home to face Cleveland next Sunday. Other scores in the NFL yesterday, it was Green Bay 27-16 over Denver, Indianapolis 27-24 over Atlanta, Buffalo beat Cincinnati 21-17, it was New England 30-14 over the Jets, Detroit beat Philadelphia 27-24, Minnesota 34-14 over Oakland, Dallas a 31-6 winner over Miami, the Giants beat Tampa Bay 32-31, Carolina 38-20 over Arizona, San Francisco 24-20 over Pittsburgh, Houston was a 27-20 winner over the Chargers. New Orleans, without Drew Brees, picked up a 33-27 win over Seattle. And in the nightcap, the L.A. Rams held on to beat the Cleveland Browns 20-13. There will be, of course, one more game coming up here tonight. In Major League Baseball, Paul Goldschmidt hit a tie-breaking double in the ninth inning, and the Cardinals clinched a playoff spot by rallying past the Chicago Cubs 3-2 for their first four-game sweep at Wrigley Field in almost a century. NL Central leading St. Louis qualified for the postseason for the first time since 2015 and stayed three games ahead of Milwaukee. It was the fifth consecutive win for the Cardinals, who came back for a 9-8 victory on Saturday on consecutive homers by Yadier Molina and Paul DeJong against Craig Kimbrell in the ninth. So for the Cardinals, right-hander Adam Wainwright starts the opener of a three-game series at Arizona here tonight. Wainwright 4-0 in September, allowing one earned run in 27 innings. Alex Young will pitch for the Diamondbacks. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio, 7:45 pregame, first pitch at 8:40. Following an off day for the Cubs, they'll begin a three-game set at Pittsburgh on Tuesday night. Other National League scores, it was the Mets 6-3 over Cincinnati, Miami 5-3 over Washington, San Francisco 4-1 over Atlanta, It was Milwaukee 4-3 over Pittsburgh. The Dodgers beat Colorado 7-4. San Diego 6-4 over Arizona in 10 innings. Over in the American League, Nelson Cruz slammed his 400th career home run, and the Twins kept their four-game lead over Cleveland atop the AL Central by outscoring the Royals 12-8. Miguel Sano connected twice for Minnesota, which scored six times in the bottom of the first. Kansas City joined Baltimore, Detroit, and Miami with 100 losses. Only the second time in Major League history there have been four 100-loss teams in one season. Other AL scores, Baltimore 2-1 over Seattle. It was Yankees 8-3 over Toronto. Detroit beat the White Sox 6-3. It was Boston 7-4 over Tampa Bay. Houston beat the Angels 13-5 and Texas 8-3 over Oakland. And in one interleague game, Cleveland 10-1 over Philadelphia. The latest AP Top 25 college football poll is out yesterday, and Clemson still in the top spot with 55 first-place votes. Alabama's second with six top nods, followed by Georgia in third with one top vote. LSU, Ohio State, and Oklahoma round out the top six. Auburn, Wisconsin, Florida, and Notre Dame, the rest of the top 10. Texas is at 11. Penn State is at 12. Iowa, with their off week, jumps up four spots from 18 to 14. Michigan falls to number 20 this week, and Texas A&M and Kansas State, and Michigan State both jumping into the poll at 24 and 25, respectively. Also, Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and the Minnesota among the teams receiving votes there in that top 25 poll as well. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.